As solar energy projects have expanded across Wisconsin, some local communities have tried to stop large-scale solar farms from being built in rural areas. As Joe Schultz reports, a new bill would require local governments to approve solar or wind projects before state regulators.
Bob Frazee walks through the rows and rows of solar panels at the Paris Solar Park in Kenosha County. He works for We Energies and gave a tour of the site last month. He says the park's 500,000 solar panels are programmed to track the sun.
And then as the day goes on, those panels will just keep moving. You come out here midday when the sun's kind of directly above us, those panels will be basically level.
The park came online in December. It produces enough energy to power around 55,000 homes annually. It's the first large-scale solar site in southeast Wisconsin, and environmental advocates say projects like this are an essential part of meeting Wisconsin's renewable energy goals. As more solar developments come online in Wisconsin, though, some of those projects are facing community opposition. Concerns can range from fears of losing rural landscapes to a distrust of developers and state regulators. Ron Taub lives in the town of Rome in Adams County. He's worried about a solar project that's been proposed on more than 2,000 acres in the town. He says people move to the area for its rural landscapes. He feels like locals haven't had enough input on the project.
I had to buy a $200 permit to put up a 10 by 15 shed on my property. Then you can put up 2,000 acres of solar panels, and we have no control, it's private property.
Large utility-scale electric facilities, whether renewables or fossil fuel plants, must be approved by state regulators. They don't need local approval. State regulators have approved 30 solar projects over the last decade. State Representative Travis Tranel is a Republican from southwest Wisconsin. He's one of the authors on a bill that would require local governments to approve solar or wind projects that are more than 15 megawatts before they can be approved by state regulators. He said the State Public Service Commission's approval process feels like just a box that needs to be checked.
I am certainly not anti-renewable energy, but what we are doing is going to have a lasting and dramatic impact on what rural Wisconsin looks like.
In a statement, the Public Service Commission said regulators are required by law to apply the same level of scrutiny to renewables as they would for a new fossil fuel plant. The agency says it has an extensive, months-long process for approving projects. The state regulator estimates that approved solar projects account for less than 1% of agricultural land in the state.
The norm is that farmers decide what they do on their property. We don't typically ask community leaders to vote on what farmers are doing in other contexts.
That's Chelsea Chandler. She runs an organic fruit and vegetable farm in Lafayette County and also works for the nonprofit Clean Wisconsin. She says the bill requiring local approval would slow the clean energy transition.
This is sort of a novel idea that's being proposed for solar and wind specifically.
One farmer who chose to use his land for a solar development is Ed Howell of Union Grove. He's leasing more than 100 acres to the Paris Solar Park. He was approached by a developer a few years ago about leasing his land for the solar project.
We ran him off a few times and he kept coming back, and then we kind of researched some stuff.
After speaking with developers on and off for more than a year, Howell finally signed a contract to lease his property.
Everybody's story is different, but a lot of guys were our age or older looking for retirement, you know, and nobody ever got rich farming around here, so instead of selling it and moving to town, you could still retain ownership and still stay here.
Howell admits it was sad seeing the panels go in on land he's worked for decades, but overall he's satisfied with the arrangement, saying it will help him pass the farm along to the next generation someday. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.